Rudy's attention was wandering again. He used to be the sort of person who could focus no matter what was going on around him. If anything, he erred on the side of hyper-focusing. When he was in the zone, nothing could tear his attention away from the task at hand. The building could be burning around him, and he wouldn't notice. But 4 weeks ago, everything changed. The day the new guy, Zach, walked through the office door with a tense smile on his face, Rudy's concentration had been shot to pieces and had never entirely returned. Rudy knew his obsession with Zach was borderline creepy, but he couldn't help himself. At first, he'd indulged it, hoping it would go away once he got to know Zach and realised he wasn't the perfect dream guy of Rudy's fantasies. But after 4 weeks, Rudy was still gazing furtively at Zach across the office at Rainbow Futures, like a lovesick fool, and nothing he'd seen of Zach had helped to defuse his epic crush. Zach's dark head was bent over his screen as his fingers flew over the keyboard, and a small smile quirked his lips. Rudy wondered what had amused him, but he was far too shy to ask. Zach, the new social media and PR manager for Rainbow Futures, wore an invisible keep-out shield like armour. Cool, self-contained, and utterly professional, he never engaged in office small talk, and Rudy didn't have the confidence to try and break through that barrier. Rudy shook his head and sighed, reluctantly forcing his gaze back to the code on his computer screen. He was adding new content to the website and needed it finished, proofed, and live before the office closed on Friday for the Christmas weekend. Rainbow Futures was a small, rapidly expanding charity that focused on LGBTQ youth and education. Rudy had worked there doing web design and copywriting since he graduated 2.5 years ago. Today, he was adding to the page on the outreach work they did in Bristol, uploading descriptions of the gender identity workshops they ran in secondary schools. He scrolled through some images, choosing one where Eric, one of their outreach workers, was with a group of teenagers who were designing posters for their school. The kids looked engaged and excited about the task, and Eric was smiling. It was perfect. Rudy resized it and fiddled with the contrast a little, then saved it to add to the site. Back on task, he managed to forget about Zach for a while, and the morning flew by. "Earth calling Rudy!" Rudy blinked as the office came back into focus after hours of staring at his screen. He adjusted his glasses and gazed at Takara's grinning face. "Oh, sorry, hi." He ran a hand through his hair and shook his head to clear it. "Me and Eric are heading out to get some lunch. Do you want to join us? Or we can bring something back for you instead." Rudy's stomach growled at the thought of food, and his back ached from being hunched over a screen all morning. "I'll come. I could use some fresh air." He stood, stretching his arms over his head for a moment. Then he hitched his jeans up where they'd slipped low on his skinny hips. "Are you sure you don't want anything, Zach?" Takara asked.
"Nah, I'm good, thanks." Zach looked up for a moment and gave a polite smile. "See you later."
Zach inevitably brought a packed lunch and never accompanied the others if they went to a cafe on their lunch break. But Takara kept asking, and Rudy kept hoping that one day he might say yes. The three of them put on their coats and made their way down from their first floor office.
"He's the most antisocial social media manager I've ever met," Takara huffed. "He's been here a month now, and I still haven't managed an actual conversation with him."
She sounded disappointed, as if this were a failure on her part, as well as Zach's. Eric held the street door open for her.
"Don't take it personally. He's probably just shy."
"Rudy was shy, and he still talked to me.
I didn't get much choice in the matter, if I recall," Rudy said with a grin.
He'd been grateful for Takara's brand of insistent friendliness when he was new. Even though it was a little intimidating at first, it had been exactly what he'd needed to get him out of his shell
and integrated with his colleagues.